I think the world has come a long way, and it's really embodied in the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, or the global goals that were agreed last year, where it's really clear that the set of objectives that we're trying to achieve are not merely those that where we can provide aid to finance better public services in poor countries, but we're looking now for sustainable, prolonged economic growth, and rising prosperity, greater emphasis on not only environmental sustainability, but tackling inequality and improving the quality of people's lives. And I think everybody realises that you can't, those are changes in the economy and society that you can't buy with foreign aid. This will come about through, for example, greater trade, greater sharing of technologies, more movement of people around the world. These are the kinds of change in public policy that we need to see. And we also need to work together better on global goals, on being able, for example, to protect the planet from climate change. And again, that's not something you can do with foreign assistance. That's something you do by agreeing changes in policy. So I think the world is recognising that we have to improve our policies in all these areas if we're going to meet these global development targets. So when CGD began 15 years ago, you could think of the world as a group of rich countries that were handing over some aid to a group of very poor countries. Today it looks very different. The spectrum is much broader, of from poor through middle-income countries to rich. Thank God, that's a lot of people who've been lifted out of poverty by economic growth. And it means that I think now we have to think in terms of global cooperation across all those countries to meet these shared goals.